Broncos receiver Courtland Sutton.
That's going to be like, hey, it's me. It's going to take all 11 of us on the field, and whatever y'all need me to do, whatever they need me to do in that specific moment, I'm going to go do. If I got to go crack me a defense, if I got to go put my hands on T.J. Watt, then I'm going to go do that. If I got to go run a route and go get open against the secondary, then that's what I'm going to go do. Whatever job they need me to do, whatever task they need me to go do, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability so that we can go be successful.
Sounds like a good way to lose your hands, try to get them on T.J. Watt. I am very much looking forward to the Joey Porter Jr. Courtland Sutton matchup. I happen to think Drake London a better player than Courtland Sutton, and I think that Joey Porter Jr. getting the lion's share of the matchup last week against Drake London did an excellent job against him. I think he's going to do an excellent job against Courtland Sutton. And JPJ said this about that matchup, quote, if they end up going tempo and me and Dante Jackson feel totally comfortable staying on our side. If he ends up on Sutton, I know he's going to win. And I know if I end up on Sutton, I'm going to win. It doesn't matter which one of us gets number 14. We just know that we believe in ourselves. I love that. Joey Porter Jr. got a little bit of his dad in him, where his dad goes out to Denver and says, they shot me in Denver. Week before that, calls the Colts soft. Leading into the Super Bowl, says Jeremy Stephens, soft. And then he drops a touchdown in the end zone. And now you got JPJ going back to Denver, and I feel like my life has come full circle and I'm getting very old. But that is a matchup to watch. On the other side, Patrick Surtain, great corner, just got paid for Denver. He shadowed DK Metcalf last week. They barely threw it his way because of that. Metcalf only had 3 catches for 29 yards. They only targeted Metcalf 4 times. So an excellent job by Surtain against him, and you would imagine that Patrick Surtain is going to get his fair share of George Pickens in this game. But one thing we saw in training camp, there was a video that Doran, I thought, did a great job dissecting. Justin Fields found George Pickens in the back of the end zone on a play that started with Pickens in a bunch set to the right of Justin Fields. So Pickens in the slot, and then he's wide open in the back of the end zone. Had to be a great throw, zone coverage. But that's the kind of stuff Arthur Smith brings to the table that Matt Canada simply wasn't doing. And I don't know that Pickens, you know, the last couple of years has been super adept at running the whole route tree, things of that nature. But I think a lot of that had to do with the coaching. I think Arthur Smith is going to find ways to get Pickens away from Surtain. And perhaps the times whenever Surtain is able to be following him around, maybe you just throw the ball in a different location. I think we're finding out a lot about Justin Fields this week. I think we're going to find out a lot about Arthur Smith, too. We led the show with that. Arthur Smith said they didn't attack the middle of the field last week because of the matchup issue there with the two great safeties for the Denver Broncos, or excuse me, for the Atlanta Falcons. This week, the strength of that defense, not the run defense. Run defense, bad. Strength of that defense is Patrick Surtain. So find ways to get Pickens away from him, and then when Pickens can't, maybe throw the ball in another direction.